This recording, Bulgaria 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to stir around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice of a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. The efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Bulgaria is part of the European Union now, and I often joke here in the United States how I survived communism. In all fairness, communism was pretty much gone when I was old enough to comprehend what that really meant. Berlin Wall went down when 89, that's when I graduated from high school. So obviously my life wasn't all that impacted by it. And I grew up with privilege because I grew up with my grandparents and they were diplomats. So it was never a problem for me to travel. I told you earlier, Bulgarians are loud. They're also very hospitable. Like I said, you come to my house, I'll feed you. We're extremely hospitable. We're good people. If you look at the history of Bulgaria, we never initiated any wars. No, people came through, did whatever destruction they could do, and moved. And we're just wearing our UN peacekeeping force helmets. So all we know, I want to say Bulgarians are peaceful and nice people, but a little loud. I mean, really loud. And I don't know how this would sound, maybe not very politically correct, but they remind me of the African-American population in the United States with, you drive your car, windows are all down, music's loud, heavy jewelry. I mean, the whole thing. The reality of it is it's been 20 years. People my generation who grew up with nothing all of a sudden came to money, new money. And then there are older people that are still stuck in time. And then there are younger kids that they're raised by people my age who are still mixing the two. So I think there'll be generations more to go before you can really see any difference. So there's this. In recent years, what I can tell you about Bulgarians is it's a very interesting mixture. There are people that were well-educated, traveled before, so they have different demeanor. They can pass as really, brought up with the silver spoon, just fine people, refined, if you will. And then you have people who, they were smart, so kudos to them, but if you think about it realistically, they probably have in life more than was their right at birth. I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous, but in India you still have caste segregation, right? And you've seen the movie Slam Dunk Millionaire, right? It's really, really hard to be born in poverty and pull through and come to be successful. And the first step is to believe it. So a lot of people are still caught up in this, that Bulgaria is a small country and we don't deserve to be happy. There's no chance. I mean, well, you know, the rest of the world is awesome and we're just so poor and so miserable. And even people that live in Bulgaria would still talk about it this way, how other countries are doing well and how our politicians are dumb. So that's one thing about Bulgarians, and I would imagine it probably applies to a lot of small countries as well.